Watch, 4 injured as rodeo bull named Party Bus jumps Oregon arena fence. By Amy Furr on June 10, 2024. A rodeo bull jumped over an arena's fence on Saturday in Oregon and plowed through spectators enjoying the 84th Sisters Rodeo. The bull, whose name is Party Bus, ran around the arena before leaping over the fence into the crowd of unsuspecting attendees as they sang God Bless the USA, the New York Post reported Monday. During the chaos, the bull was videoed running through a concession area and flipping the woman upside down. The woman then fell to the ground under its feet before the bull ran away. In the clip, people behind the camera are heard screaming as they watch the bull slam into another person. However, the Sisters Rodeo Association explained that it did not take long for the bull to be captured by rodeo pickup men next to livestock holding pens. The vice president of the rodeo group told Fox News, "It's the first time we've ever had this happen in Sisters Rodeo history. I talked to our Scott contractors that have that bull, and they said it's just highly unusual, very rare. They have seen very little of this in their entire career. They'll see it on their own farm once in a while, just in their own pens, but never had this happen at a rodeo. It's just very, very rare," Brian Wood explained. Rodeo officials said when the bull made his escape, the radio announcer took immediate steps to activate the emergency response plan. Meanwhile, Witt explained that the bull had been spooked and was trying to get back to his pen. The Fox article noted that Witt confirmed that 4 people suffered minor injuries as a direct result of the bull. He added that 2 of the victims were taken to a local hospital for further treatment but have since been released and are back home. A witness told ABC News the moment the bull jumped the fence, "I was like, this is going immediately wrong. I know this is not supposed to happen because everyone started panicking, screaming." Leslie Lang, who is a livestock provider for the rodeo, said team members would take him home, buck him again, do some training with him and try to never put him in that situation again.